You're listening to the EBITDA Growth Systems Making Business Profitable podcast with profitability experts Dave Kapkowitz and Mike Watkins.
Coming at you from 5,675 feet in lovely Golden, Colorado. My name is Dave Kapkowitz, and I'm here with Michael Watkins, living our mission statement to impact lives through improving business performance. We accomplish this by coaching, speaking, and educating so you can live your best life.
Good day, Dave.
Good day, Michael. What's up, buddy?
Same old, man. We're running out of runway with this year, but it's been a great year, and I'm hoping that for our listening audience, they're having a great year as well.
Yeah, we are. We got some really cool stuff going on, don't we?
Yeah. Well, we have a special guest. We were doing some filming for our Shop Rescue series, and we had Paul show up from Pro Shop. So we shanghaied him into coming and doing a podcast with us. So, you know, we're just thrilled to have Paul here, and I know that you guys are thrilled that we have Paul here. So we're going to have a great session this morning.
Paul Van Meter.
Hello, from Mr. Mike.
Pro Shop.
Mr. Dave. Really
and
good to be here with you guys.
Dude, it is such a pleasure having you. And thanks for letting us shanghai you into a quick podcast. Because I was like, hey, we got 15, 20 minutes to kill. We got the famous Paul Van Meter here. So let's get together on a podcast, have a little bit of fun. So,
well, we got a message that is really important for shops to hear, right?
Absolutely. To this we're talking, we always want to talk about sales because so many machinists are great at making parts. They run a tight business, but when it comes to selling and marketing their business and getting more business, getting additional customers, and filling it up with the right work, they need all the right tools. Mm-hmm. And I remember we were talking, I don't remember, it wasn't too long ago, and you said one of the most powerful sales tools anybody could have would be Pro Shop. And I'm like, okay, Paul, I want you to talk about that because people that have Pro Shop, they need to know this so they can leverage it, and people that don't have Pro Shop, well, maybe you'd consider it.
Well, let me take that just a little bit more broad. One of the most powerful sales tools is a company's operating and quality system. And ProShop happens to be just that. So picture this. A buyer at Boeing or SpaceX or some big important company, you know, Zimmer, these companies, they are essentially in the risk mitigation business, right? When they outsource parts to a shop, they want to know those parts are going to come in on time, great quality, great paperwork. It's going to fly through receiving inspection, no problems, no headaches. That is what they care about. And they want to get it at a fair price. Companies can buy fancy machines, big five-axis, go drop $1 million on a machine, and still have chaotic, crazy business processes. And I was talking to a good friend that was a senior supply chain person at a big OEM. And he's like, Paul, when I go into a shop, I can smell the chaos in the first couple of minutes. They cannot hide it from me, right? And so most of these shops, they put on a fancy website, they make it look good, they put their equipment list, I got this Mori, this, you know, Makina, whatever it might be, and then you actually go in the door and it's absolute chaos. They're fighting fires all day long. They are scrambling to be late. Everyone's stressed out. And buyers and supply chain people and quality teams, when they go into a company, they can tell that. And so what they want is to be certain that when they place that work with a vendor, it's going to show up perfectly. And that only happens when you have really good, solid, repeatable business processes. And so demonstrating that that's what you have, and you can do it in ProShop's case, a totally paperless way, right? Everything linked together, the quality system, the inspection reports, the first articles, the calibration, the scheduling, the quoting, everything is linked. Everything's tied together. The entire workflow, beginning to end. Tool management, you know, everything, right? And so and we've seen this time and time again, when a buyer comes in or a quality team comes in to a customer of ProShop, the first thing they do is they get in the conference room and they show them ProShop. And they are generally, you know, jaws on the floor, like, holy cow, this shop has their act together. Like, this is a better system than we run at our company, right? And so we've seen this time and time again where shops bring in these folks and they go walk the floor and they just show how solid their business processes are, how pretty much guaranteed they're going to execute well because they have all the systems in place to ensure that's going to happen. And that's a really impressive showing that these buyers and these people really, you know, that gives them a level of comfort that when I place my work here, I know it's going to happen. And so I've had, you know, I've just countless stories of this happening. In fact, probably four or five years ago, Modern Machine Shop magazine did an article on a customer of ours. They were dual sourced with on a big hog out with another shop. And then that company decided they were going to pare down the vendor base. And so they came into both shops. They did tours. They did audits. And then they decided to place all the work with one shop. The other shop was paper-based, kind of chaotic, not a lot of processes in place. This one client of ours, totally paperless. When they came into the shop, when they came into the to the shop, at first they sat down in the conference room, and these were actually new supply chain people. So they actually opened up ProShop, put their names right in there, phone numbers, emails, updated the whole, you know, contact record of that company. And then they opened up all the work orders for this project, and they happened to be running them right at that time. So they opened up, you know, the inspection page. They could see inspection results get popped in real time, see the work instructions the machinists were working from. And then they went out on the floor, and there enough, there's the machinist making parts, putting in their inspection results, doing their thing, you know, making sure the quality is perfect. Parts are getting, you know, put out every at the right rate per hour. And they were so blown away by that. That guess who, of course, got the business, yeah. Right? So just such a great example of that in action.
You know, Paul, that I think that's an affirmation for something that Dave and I have kind of bought into here lately, and it's all about the proper behaviors. We find that a lot of these shops can make great parts, but, you know, so that's the price of admission. You have to be able to make great parts. Mm-hmm. But what will distinguish you is your ability to make great parts on time with the right quality. And those are behaviors beyond, above and beyond just making good parts.
Oh, yeah.
And so ProShop gives you the framework for the proper behaviors. Sure. And it ends up being, you know, almost a paint by numbers. I mean, you got to invest. And there's a change management piece with your team because they're not accustomed,
of course,
you know, to those behaviors. But once you can make that change management happen, get the proper behaviors, and then continue to make the great parts that you've always made. Mm-hmm. It's just wonderful. So yeah. That's a great story.
So a shop owner doesn't have to be a whiz-bang sales guy with a fancy $10,000 suit. Mm-mm. They just need to be good enough with the customer to get him in the door. Let me show you what I'm doing.
Oh,
just come here.
Talk shop.
Just talk shop.
Absolutely. Be proud of what they're doing. Show what they're doing.
Use your
absolutely.
Dave, you have a $10,000 suit?
No, but I see you wear one all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll share three other stories if I can.
No, please.
So, the first one is a client. So client out in Massachusetts. Is it okay if I name names? I'm sure it's okay, right?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Jamie Marzilli, Marzilli Machine.
Jamie.
Yeah. Out near Boston. So he went into one of his big clients, big OEM, and he started telling them about ProShop. And they were like, well, that sounds pretty interesting. And I think he had two people. He had like their head of procurement and the head of their internal like outsourcing team or something like that. And they're like, well, this sounds kind of interesting. So they were in their conference room. They had a big TV on the wall. He said, is it okay if I cast my cell phone to your TV? They're like, yeah, sure, no problem. So they gave him the password or whatever. He pulled up ProShop on his phone. He cast it to the big TV, and he gave him like an hour-long demo of ProShop from his phone, showing him how he runs his business on ProShop. They were so blown away. They just gave him tons of more orders, and he really solidified that position that he was one of their main suppliers.
Wow. It's a tremendous tool.
So cool.
Tremendous tool.
When he told me about that, I was just... my jaw dropped on the floor. I was like, dude, you are badass. That is so cool.
Well, the truth of the matter is clients want good parts on time.
Right.
And you don't make good parts on time unless you have a good system. Yeah. End of the day.
Or you possibly can if you just work your butt off And but still, things are going to slip through the cracks. You're going to make mistakes.
When you have 300 or 400 jobs in the shop, you are not going to make good parts on time unless you have a good system and a process around that.
That's absolutely true.
You've built an entire business on that.
Yeah.
But I will say this. You have another story, though.
I have so many stories, but you go ahead and say what you're going to say.
Well, you know, I've worked with 80 ERP systems.
Mm-hmm.
There's one where I've seen the founders go to a shop and say, how are you doing? I've seen one owner hop on with a not a high-paying customer and work on the back end in the middle of a series of meetings and dedicate them. So I haven't seen Kelsey's special.
Oh, yes, he is.
And I've seen one care and get pissed off because another ERP system won't take care of one of their clients. Only one. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're just so proud to be just to do life with you guys. Business is business, but we do life with you guys because of who you are. And yeah, ERP systems cost money. It's hard to change from one ERP system to another. But I don't see other ERP systems that care about their customers.
Yeah, well, you know, because we came from the shop floor with our own shop, we know how tough it is. And it's you know, it's absolutely our passion to support precision manufacturing in North America. You know, I'm a broken record. These businesses are the bedrock of our economy. Nothing happens without them. So it's critical that they thrive and survive.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we have time for one more quick story, Paul.
All right. So I just did a case study earlier this week with a client that was a brand new startup. These people had come from senior positions at Boeing and other companies together to start this machine shop. They actually have a successful plating company as well. But they were starting a machine shop. They chose ProShop before they even opened their doors. They didn't even have a business name. So they chose ProShop because they knew they needed something as the backbone of this business and to really put their best foot forward as they started. They had an opportunity with Bell Helicopter to win some contracts. So, and they had to be AS9100 certified. So they chose ProShop. They basically started training the day they opened their doors. In less than 2 months, or right around the 2 month mark, they implemented ProShop and they passed their stage 2 AS9100 audit. And then they brought in the Bell team, who were just blown away at everything they had in place. And they're, you know, on a great track to win all these contracts.
Paul, that's reminiscent of this book that Dave and I fell in love with. It's 10 times is easier than 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
And most people wouldn't have a goal like that. They just wouldn't. They wouldn't pursue that. That's 10 times thinking. And ProShop leverage ProShop to make 10 times thinking happen. And I think that's huge. I think that's what's on the calendar for small, medium-sized machine shops in the United States for the next, you know, I don't know, 3 to 4 years, if they're willing to step up to the plate.
I've been in countless ISO 13485 audits,
mm-hmm.
countless. In fact, I wrote my own quality procedure and had consultants come in, but I wanted to write it so I understood the quality procedures.
Yep.
And if I had a dollar for every time I heard a ProShop customer say, that was so much easier, I was so scared, but I just deployed it correctly, and I passed my stage too. If I had a dollar for every time I heard that, I'd definitely be able to buy a nice dinner.
Yeah, we had a client, Adam Zimmer, recently, who got AS in like 3 or 4 months. And he's like, the day of the audit was one of the easiest days I've had in work in the last couple of years.
One of the huge, huge points of Shop Rescue with Priest Machining is in the middle of this thing, they went AS.
Yeah, with ProShop.
With ProShop. And Nick was like, I'm so nervous. They had a new quality manager that didn't have AS experience. Right. They all dove into ProShop, and they passed it.
Yeah, and they didn't even use our consulting services. They bought our Flying Start package, so they had the whole system already in there, but they did it on their own in 3 or 4 months. They passed, apparently, with zero findings.
Well, those boys are very cerebral.
Yes, they
are. And hardworking. I mean, they're smart kids.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's really cool.
Well, I'll tell you what, Paul. I'm honored that you're here. Thank you so much for joining us. Love having you. It's fantastic seeing you. I love giving you the big Dave bear hug and getting the classic quintessential awesome Paul hug. It was fantastic having you. Thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Oh, it's an honor.
Right on, Dave.
Right on, Mike.
Love you guys.
If you'd enjoyed this podcast and you're in manufacturing and you want to learn more about what we do, go to our contact tab at ebitdagrowthsystems.com, E-B-I-T-D-A, growthsystems.com, and I'll be reaching out to you personally to see what we can do for you.
You've been listening to the EBITDA Growth Systems podcast, Making Business Profitable.